could you go outside and mingle and be around as the occupation had taken place?
Yes, for a short time, yes. But then the Germans started their resettlement for Poles. Resettlement. They would pick up whole parts of town, put people on a train, and ship them eastward toward Warsaw and dump them there. We call that the forcible resettlement of Polish people. That started early. It started in the fall of 1939. I would say by November, the Germans were shipping the Polish population out of town into the Polish part of pre-World War II Poland, because they divided Poland between themselves and the Soviets. That's number one. But then the Germans divided the part of pre-World War II Poland into territories incorporated into Germany and territories left for Polish habitation. They named the incorporated territories as Germany, and the territory still authorized for settlement by the Poles, general government, Generalgouvernement in German, general government. They didn't want to use the word Poland, so they called it the general government territories. Dr. Frank was the general governor of that territory. He was killed after the trials at Nuremberg for atrocities committed in Poland during his reign. Dr. Hans Frank, he was a Bavarian.
Were you then, in your family, were you relocated?
No, we missed the initial relocation. But we knew sooner or later we'll be picked up and shipped. So we left. By about January, all members of my family, we didn't have official permits to go into the general government, so we had to do it unofficially, just walk instead of ride a train, because we couldn't buy a ticket, since we didn't have a resettlement certificate. But by January, all of us were in the Polish section of Warsaw.
When you say family, beyond your mother and father, were there uncles and aunts and others that were part of your...
One uncle and one aunt on my father's side went with us.
But not only the Poles were shipped and relocated, so were the Jews, obviously.
The Jews were not.
Oh.
No. The Jews were not being relocated. They were being moved into a ghetto. Now, in this sense, the Germans used ghetto as a section of town to which the Jews would be forcibly resettled, to which the Jews would be forcibly confined. So here you have a World War II meaning of the same medieval word from Italy called ghetto.
Had you heard how the Jews were being treated by the Germans?
Very badly. I knew that. I didn't see it, but it was all over the Polish section of Lodz that they were forcibly moved into the ghetto, and they were prohibited from leaving the ghetto, and the ghetto suffered from malnutrition. They didn't provide sufficient supplies of food, even to those Jews who could afford it.
Did you have Jewish friends?
I had many Jewish friends. My father had Jewish customers as well as social friends. Most of my father's customers warned us that next to them will be Poles as they left. Many of the well-to-do Jews left Lodz immediately after the Germans occupied it and went to the Polish general government section and urged my father to also leave. He was a little more optimistic about the Germans, something that I was not. He did not expect or even imagine that the German measures would be uncivilized, completely uncivilized.
Did you and your father have discussion and arguments about that?
Well, sort of mildly. I was a dutiful son and would not argue with him, but I tried to convince him that he exaggerated Germany's intentions. Their intention was to destroy not only the Jews, but the Polish nation as well. Sooner or later, he agreed with me.